story in Exodus chapter 33 that we've been talking a lot about lately. And the Lord comes to Moses and he says, go ahead and take the people to the promised land. But I'm not going with you. And Moses says to the Lord, if you don't go with us, we're not going to go. He says, hey, if your presence isn't going with us, then we'll just stay here in the desert. And I feel like so many times we don't put the right priority on the presence of God. That it's better to stay in the wilderness, in the presence of God, than go into the promised land without it. And the Lord responds to Moses and he says, I will go with you. And then he says, and I will give you rest. And we live in such a culture of striving. But the Lord can give us rest when we engage with his presence. He gives his rest and his peace to us. So right now in this moment, the nations, they're in turmoil, they're shaking. There's a lot of noise in the world. But right now in this moment, you're tapping into heaven, into the presence of the Creator. So quiet down the other voices and receive the rest that He gives you. And you I find rest for my soul. You I find rest. I find rest for my soul. You I find rest. And you I find rest for my soul. You I find rest.
Prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies.
Right there on the battlefield, you prepare a feast. So no matter what's going on in my life at this very moment, I'm gonna sit and enjoy what you've prepared for me. You give me rest. You give me peace. You I find rest for my soul. I find your peace. I find your joy. You I find rest. I am complete in you. Let's sing that again. And you I find rest. You I find rest for my soul. I find your peace. I find your joy. You I find rest. I am complete in you. Just stay here for a moment. I want to sing the verses this song over you. Don't worry if you don't know the words, just receive them as your own. You I have joy, and you I have peace, you I am loved, help me complete, you I have hope. You I have dreams, you I find rest for my soul. You I breathe in, you I make clean, you I am strong, no longer weak, I'm not a slave, you call me your friend. I will rest in you. Sing, I'm not a slave. I'm not a slave to sin and death and sickness and disease. You call me your friend. I'm not a slave. You call me your friend. So I will rest. Jesus, I'm not a slave. You call me your friend, so I will rest in you. Sing your kiss is easy, but hands light. So I will rest in you, Jesus. So I will rest in you, Jesus. We're going to keep singing this for a few minutes. I feel like the Lord wants to rewire some thought processes that we've had in this season. We're all done with striving. It's time to start living in who you made us to be. What comes naturally? We're all done with striving. It's time for living. But I feel like as we sing it out, your yoke is easy. There's a little bit where we're going to have to do a little war and really declare it to change what we've been doing. So as we sing it and it gets more intense, just make it the cry of your heart. Come into agreement with the words of Jesus that his yoke is easy and his burden's light. And allow that powerful truth to break any lies that you've been believing. Let's sing it out. Your yoke is You're calling us into a place of rest. And that you're teaching us what trust looks like. We just pray that we would have open hearts and open minds and open lives before you. Your kingdom and your presence at any cost. Kingdom and your presence poured out on the earth. From the strong place of rest. We pray that this would be a house of rest where people could be planted and grow into everything you created them to be. That we would be community creators. That we would be rescuers that are able to get outside of these four walls and bring encounter with people that don't even know you're real. So guide our steps as we go forward from this place. We're all done.